is kissing men like a long walk home when the music stops.
We're a thousand miles from comfort, where to travel and to see. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Hey, it's Gracie,
Sarah,
and Josie
from the Girl Scout Troop 1819, Coxsackie, Athens.
And you're listening to
WGXC
ACRA
at 90.7 FM.
Keep on being you.
Saturday, May 1st, tune in the 8th annual Reveille broadcast on WGXC. It's 25 hours following the sunrise around the earth and listening to the dawn chorus at places throughout the world. The broadcast starts at midnight Eastern time, starting in London, heading across the Atlantic and picking up sounds from Wave Farm in the 5 a.m. hour. Then you hear daybreak across the United States, across the Pacific Ocean, into Asia, Africa, Europe, and back in London at midnight. Tune in all day, May 1st, from midnight to midnight, to Reveille on the radio at WGXC.org and go to soundtent.org for more information about this broadcast.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Art Omai in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dawn until dusk. Art Omai Sculpture and Architecture Park presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Now accepting advance registrations for visits on weekends and select holidays. Information at artomai.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alaysia, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM. Grabbable, handleable, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Georgia, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Patina, and I'm also from Hudson. I'm 7 years old.
And we also have Lena with us, but they are currently walking a dog, so they cannot talk right now. But they will be joining us very soon to talk about some books or bookish things with us as well.
Books we love, books we hate, bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. I am actually on the radio right now from the teen room of the Hudson Area Library, where we have a beautiful new mural that was created by public assistance and the Tween Advisory Council and some of our tween and teen friends at the library. And it's so beautiful. And I hope that everybody out there listening gets a chance to see it at some point, either on your next visit to the library, or you can check out our social media to see pictures. But it's really lovely in person, and I am really grateful to be able to work in a space with this beautiful mural every day. It's pretty exciting, life-changing. It's amazing. I know that Lena helped with the visioning session for that, and I know Georgia helped with the painting. What was that like, Georgia?
It was fun. I did a few touch-ups and second coats. I also peeled all the tape off for the Haltac. Yes, I peeled the tape off for that. What does that stand for? Hudson Area Library Teen.
Tween Advisory Council.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And the Haltac had raised funds over the past few years by selling sweatshirts and t-shirts and raised money to make this mural possible. So that was very exciting. Yay. Yay. And I just have to say, I find it so satisfying pulling the paint off. That's a really fun job. Feels so good to like peel it back and just see these nice clean edges.
Wait, how do you peel paint?
Oh, I meant the tape.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to peel all the paint off the wall. Goodbye, Mira.
I was like, what do you mean peel paint?
I mean, I guess you can peel paint, but you probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
Unless it's like old paint that you want to get rid of.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're going to talk about some books. And I thought maybe we could start, and bookish things. Why don't we start with Georgia?
Rightio. So my book is called The Witches. Now, I've already said, like, The Girl Who Circumnavigated Fairyland and Ship of Her Own Making is my favorite book, but this is my absolute favorite. I like it even more. Now, The Witches is by Roald Dahl, and it's a really good book. It's about a little boy named James, which is ironic because he also wrote James and the Giant Peach. But a boy named James, his grandmother tells him of witches in Norway. His parents then die, and so he's left to live with his grandmother, and they go to a resort in England, and there are witches there, and there's the head witch there. I will read the description. A real witch spends all her time plotting to get rid of children. Grandmama loves to tell about witches. Real witches are the most dangerous of all living creatures on Earth. There's nothing they hate so much as children, and they work all kinds of terrifying spells to get rid of them. Her grandson listens closely to Grandmama's stories, but nothing can prepare him for the day he comes face to face with the Grand High Witch herself. Ooh, gonna give away too much if I say any more. Because it's just something where if you say one thing, you're giving away the entire thing. I love books like that.
Yeah, sometimes it's really hard to know when to stop, like what to share and what not to share.
Yeah.
Did you read this book recently or a long time ago or both?
I first read this about 2 years ago. Yeah, I read it as much as I can. You know, reread power.
Do you reread books a lot?
Oh, yes. Especially graphic novels, because graphic novels are kind of short and easy to read, so it doesn't make sense to not reread it. For books, it does not make sense to reread it, and except for if it's like a mystery book, then it just like spoils the mystery, which is sad.
Although it could be interesting rereading a mystery and trying to see like what clues you missed the first time.
That would be fun. I don't read a lot of mysteries. I usually like watch more mysteries on TV mm-hmm. and read more fantasy. For most people, it's probably like switched. The one thing I have in common is that I read realistic fiction in books and on TV shows. So I watch more mysteries and realistic fiction and like sitcoms, that kind of thing. And then I read more fantasy, realistic fiction, or autobiographies in comic form. Right now, I'm still working on Becoming. I am so close. I'm on page 310, I think. So just about 90 more pages to go. And I'll be done.
Success.
Yeah. Though I'll be kind of sad when it's done, because I've been working on it for about a month now. So I'll just be sad when it ends.
You're going to miss your friend.
Yes. I hope Michelle Obama makes a sequel. Well, first she releases an adult sequel for, like, Ever After, and then she makes a Young Readers edition instead of having to wait, like, 8 years for it. She just releases it right ahead. I hope that happens.
Cool. So I have a question about witches.
Yes.
So this is your favorite book of all time. What is it that you like so much about it?
Well, it's got kind of odd illustrations. Not quite odd, but, like, the illustrations are very different from most stars. The lines are kind of shaky and they tend to really bring out the facial. And it's just really good. Also, Roald Dahl is probably my favorite author. He does things so well. Though I only have two of his books on my bookshelf, I've read a lot more than that. I have James and the Giant Peach and The Witches. James and the Giant Peach is also one of my favorites.
I remember reading James and the Giant Peach when I was a kid. I don't remember which of the others I've read. I read Matilda more recently.
I watched the movie Matilda, and I also watched, what's it called? it's the incredible. No. I've got Fantastic Mr. Fox. Movie for that.
I like the movie. My mom didn't like the movie because she thought that Mr. Fox was a bad example for children. And I thought it was really funny. I was like, he's a fox. Of course he's going to steal chickens. He's a fox. It's a wild animal. It's like the point of the book.
If anybody wants to see more of Michelle Obama on like TV, there's a kids show that can be watched from like preschoolers to adults. I watch it with my little sister and it is really good. And Michelle Obama is Miss Obama, the store owner. So something to read, The Witches, James and the Giant Peach, anything Roald Dahl, and something to watch, Waffles and Mochi. It's a show. Also, mochi is my favorite food. So something to munch, mochi.
Nice. Now,
don't eat the one from Waffles and Mochi. I love that show. I want to keep it going.
Thanks for sharing all of that. So Fatia, I understand, has a poem to share today. What's your poem called? Does it have a title?
Yeah, it's called About Spring. Now comes the spring, magically in our eyes. Sun is fun and snow goes goodbye. That's the end of the poem.
That's lovely. And who's the poem by?
It's by me.
That's beautiful.
Because it's an assignment for me, actually.
Oh, yeah, for school?
Assignment. You did so well. I thought that was done by, like, Langston Hughes or something. And he and Eileen Spinelli are my favorite poets. So that means a lot.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you write poems often, Fatia? Or is this one of your first poems?
This is, like, my very, very first poem.
Wow. That's amazing. Are you going to write more poetry?
Yeah. Next time I'm going to write another poem. It's about spring. Like, it's going to be a little bit same like that, the first poem that I wrote. But to the end, I'm going to like add more words in it. And it's going to be even really long.
Nice. I hope you'll share it on the radio.
I'm going to. I'm going to even share it with my friends, with my other friends.
Yeah, it's good to share one's poems. And it's National Poetry Month, so that was quite appropriate for today. And it's spring, so it was a nice spring poem.
Mm-hmm. Because spring is like this month.
I love spring.
Me too. But I have two favorite. Like, I actually have three favorite seasons.
So you just have one least favorite?
So one of them is summer, and the other one's spring, and the other one's winter.
So you don't like fall, or not as much?
Because you have to clean outside, like sweep the leaves somewhere, and I hate it. Hate sweeping leaves. Like for a month.
Fall and spring are my favorite seasons.
Me too. I love the nice like 60, 70 degree weather.
Also, I like winter and summer.
I like all
I
of the seasons too.
Favorite. I can't choose a least favorite either.
Okay, so I have a series of questions for both of you. What is your favorite thing about spring?
The most favorite thing is, I don't know, there's just so many things to pick, and I can't even pick any of them.
Okay, how about you, Georgia?
My favorite part of spring, either the weather or the green and flowers.
Mm-hmm.
That really, I love the green and flowers. I just love the day. Like sometimes, you know how just sometimes you wake up and then all the leaves are on the trees?
Mm-hmm.
And the yesterday it was, and the day before is just like bare, and then today all the leaves went onto the trees.
Yeah, that's
I love days like that where you just wake up to that, and that is just the best feeling. I'm also a 60s, 70s and 50s weather person. So today I was so excited because in upstate New York, well, where I am, yeah, Hudson, you're on Hudson, most people. Okay, so today it was really nice weather. We had school outside today. We started outdoor school, which was really fun. And so outside, it was really nice. It was in the 60s, 70s, which was really, really nice.
Yeah,
I try to get outside as much as I can during this season. It's so lovely out. And I think usually my favorite thing about the spring is the, like, when everything becomes green. But right this moment, like this week, I'm really loving all the buds and blooms. So like there's all these flowering trees and the daffodils and the dandelions are coming up. And I love that. But then I also like when you like go by a tree and you see all these little buds and you know that soon they're going to like open up and there's going to be flowers or leaves coming out. And that's really nice. So that's my current spring love. So now, because we were talking about all of the seasons, I want to know, what is your favorite thing about summer?
My favorite thing is about summer is that you can go to the beach and relax.
Nice.
I really like camp and swimming. And also summer is usually when you travel, when people travel. So I really like traveling to different places. So that is really nice.
My favorite thing about summer is all of the fresh produce and flowers. I like gardening and I like going to the market, and that's always really nice. Summer is not my favorite season because I don't do well with the heat, but all of that makes up for it. Having like being able to go to your garden and like get some tomatoes or pick some flowers is so nice. All right, moving on to Fatia's least favorite of the four seasons, at least four seasons in the U.S. There's more seasons in other places in the world. But what is your favorite thing about fall? How about Fatia? What is your favorite thing about fall? We know you don't like cleaning up the leaves, but what do you like about fall?
I like about fall is about nothing.
Nothing? Well, maybe next fall we can find something that you'll like. We'll work on that. How about you, Georgia? What do you like about fall the most?
What I like about fall the most, I really like the weather and the leaves. Mattia's least favorite thing about fall is one of my favorites. The leaves. Sure, raking them is a lot of work. Once I is outside for 30, well, my family doesn't usually ask me to rake the leaves. I just usually do so that I can just jump in. Usually I spend like half an hour or like, yeah, like half an hour raking up leaves. I end up making like a 3-foot pile. And my parents are like, you sure you don't want to come inside? It's like, oh, yeah, of course. Why come inside? And so then I just jump in the pile, break it again for 30 minutes. Well, it's not really 30 minutes. It's more like 15. But break it again for 15 or 10 to 15 minutes. Jump in, rake it again, jump in, rake it, jump in, rake it, jump in. And then at the end, I just do another big raking, and then I go inside. So that my parents end up getting raked leaves, but I get so much fun. Win-win.
I think for me, with the spring, there's this moment where all of a sudden it's warm enough that you really want to be outside. And in the fall, I feel like it's sort of the opposite, where it starts to get a little bit cooler to the extent that it's a little more comfortable to be outside. As I mentioned, summer is not my heat temperature ideal. So I like that part in the fall when all of a sudden you can like wear a sweatshirt again. It's so cozy. And I love apple cider. I know you can get that year round, but it feels more appropriate in the fall. And then last but not least, winter. What's your favorite thing about winter? How about Fatia?
My favorite thing is about winter is that you can play with snow. And it's just so fun to play with snow. Like, it's like the sometimes I use a bucket to make a snow castle.
Oh, fun. How about you, Georgia?
I love building snowmen, sledding, and having snowball fights. Now my little sister is just old enough for that, so I do all of that with Zadie, which is so fun because she's so fun to play with. She's the best playmate ever. Well, other than she and my little cousin are the best playmates ever. They're both so easy and so much fun to play with.
I have two favorite things about winter that are coming to mind, at least at the moment. One is I like when we have like a big, massive snowstorm where everything shuts down.
I really find that
I also
fun.
Like that. I forgot to say that I also really like big snowstorms.
I mean, not if anyone gets hurt or has a hard time, but I like a big snowstorm where everybody is just kind of like, well, can't do anything today because there's too much snow. Like, that's pretty fun.
Yeah. And this winter in Hudson, we got some of you might know this, we got a giant snowstorm. Is like overnight, it went on for like days, and then when it's done, the snow was like 3 feet high.
Yeah, those are the kind of ones I like.
How high was it? Like 2 feet, 3 feet?
I don't remember, but yeah, it was a lot.
2 or 3 feet, but yeah, it's like the most I've ever seen since I was a baby, which is a decade ago.
The other thing I really like about winter is that at Christmas time, I get to see my family, like my parents and my sister's family. This year I didn't get to see my sister's family because of COVID, but I did get to see my parents, so that was nice. Hoping that I can see them all this coming winter. But anyways, those are the four seasons that we, I don't think we have any place in the U.S. that experiences more than four. But I know in like India, they have monsoon season is another one. And I think there's maybe one other season, but anyways, those are the seasons. Hooray. Inspired by poetry by Fatia. Maybe you can write a poem about each of the seasons, Fatia. That could be fun. But anyways, I have a couple books that I was going to share that are new books in our teen collection. And since I haven't read them yet, I am going to read the descriptions. So the first one is a novel by Kelly Loy Gilbert called When We Were Infinite. And this is the description. All Beth wants is for her tight-knit circle of friends, Grace Nakamura, Brandon Lin, Sunny Chen, and Jason So, to stay together. With her family splintered and her future a question mark, these friends are all she has, even if she sometimes wonders if she truly fits in with them. Besides, she's certain she'll never be able to tell Jason how she really feels about him, so friendship will have to be enough. Then Beth witnesses a private act of violence in Jason's home, and the whole group is shaken. Beth and her friends make a pact to do whatever it takes to protect Jason, no matter the sacrifice. But when even their fierce loyalty isn't enough to stop Jason from making a life-altering choice, Beth must decide how far she's willing to go for him and how much of herself she's willing to give up. And it's described as a powerful, achingly romantic drama about the secrets we keep from each other and from ourselves. And Kelly Loy Gilbert is an author I've heard about for a while, but I don't think I've ever read any of her books.
How old are these kids?
I don't think it says. Let me see.
High school or middle school?
This is definitely a book for teens.
I'm still going to ask my mom if I can read it.
I think this one's probably a little old for you. Yeah, because it has a little disclosure in the front that says, "Dear reader, please be aware that When We Were Infinite contains content that may be triggering. For a list, please see the bottom of the following page." So they have like a trigger warning in the beginning.
Okay.
Sounds sad. But sometimes sad books are, if they hit you just right, it's like some of the more memorable books. And so the next one is a graphic novel. This one's also written for teens. I was trying to see if it had like an age range suggestion on it. I haven't found
usually age ranges like are pretty much right on the dot, either right on the dot, run high, or run low.
Yeah, well, this one doesn't say on the book itself, but I'm planning to read this one so I can report back if it seems age appropriate. But it's called Nubia, Real One. It's by L.L. McKinney and Robin Smith. And this is the description. Can you be a hero if society doesn't see you as a person? Nubia has always been a little bit different. As a baby, she showcased Amazonian strength by pushing over a tree to rescue her neighbor's cat. But despite Nubia's similar abilities, the world has no problem telling her that she's no Wonder Woman. And even if she were, they wouldn't want her. Every time she comes to the rescue, she's reminded of how people see her, as a threat. Her moms do their best to keep her safe, but Nubia can't deny the fire within her, even if she's a little awkward about it sometimes, even if it means people assume the worst.
When Nubia's best friend, Keisha, is threatened by a boy who thinks he owns the town, Nubia will risk it all, her safety, her home, and her crush on that cute kid in English class, to become the hero society tells her she isn't.
Oh. Okay, that looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks really fun.
Question, do they have that at the library? Because I'm going to see if I can get it on Libby.
I don't know if they have it on Libby or not, but we have a physical copy.
I think
might be on Hoopla too, if we're not.
I think what it is that everything that's you actually own in the library goes onto Libby. Oh.
No.
So it like makes
that
it
would be fun. Lovely.
So it like
but expensive. Books.
So it like makes its own books kind of. And you just borrow them.
Yeah, so publishers decide what they are going to make ebook and e-audiobook copies of. And then I'm not sure the exact workings between Overdrive and the publisher, but not every book that's published is on Overdrive, but many of them are. And that's Libby is an Overdrive app. But to get into the Libby system, for you to be able to access it, a library has to actually purchase the title. I don't know if that one's available. I can look into it. I need to read some more middle grade graphic novels because they're the best. Just saying.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
Middle grade are the best. They do have the best graphic novels.
So as Bound by Books, we put together a reading list of comics that we're going to print out and share at the library with anyone that wants some reading suggestions of comics suggested by our team. Middle grade was definitely the hardest to come up with the list for because we couldn't include everything that we loved because we had to fit it on a page. So we might do a part two for the middle grade at some point because there were so many that we had to leave off just because of space.
Oh, by the way, I have one suggestion for the one for younger kids, the earliest K to, it's a little younger. Well, actually it's like more preschool to second grade. It's called The Princess in Black.
Oh.
I'm reading it to my sister and she loves it. And it's so sweet. Zay was like, when I first started and she is like, no, I want to read something else. I want to do something else. I want to have a dance party. And I was like, nope, we're trying this. And then after we finished the book, which is like 89 pages long, which means she really held on for a while, she ran around her room saying, sister, can you get me a Princess in Black costume? I want to be black like the Princess in Black. I want to wear black clothes like the Princess in Black does.
That's a fun series.
Yeah.
Maybe
like, I want to wear black clothes. Get me black clothes. Because the Princess in Black is this prim and proper, like, blonde Princess Magnolia. And then, boom, secretly, she's the Princess in Black. Ta-da!
She always saves the goats.
Yes. And the goat boy.
They need saving. Poor goats.
Yeah. Oh, you've read it?
I've read some of them. My niece was very into that series.
I think I've read them up to like, I think I've read all of them. Like, actually, there are probably a lot more released. I think the last one I read was 6, 7, or 8.
Maybe that one can go on our next reading list. We could do like a fantasy or adventure. I think that, yeah, because it has monsters, so that's fantasy. Yeah. That'd be fun.
And princesses.
Yep.
Well, princesses are real, but also they're fantasy. They're both.
Yeah.
It'd be fun if we made just a princess category for each. Just princess ones.
That'd be interesting.
Yes.
I bet we could do it. There might be harder, but I bet we could do it.
Yeah. So it would be pretty easy to get ones for the youngest, but middle grade would be really tricky. The opposite of the reason it was this time.
Mm-hmm. I can think of some in the teen room, though.
Yes. Do we know where Lena is?